Hey guys, it's Laurel Lance again. I saw the posting from Auditory Orgasm for the new penis preference test, and I didn't take the other one, but I went through it with some other posts that I saw, and figured I would give this one a shot and see if I am naughty or nice, apparently. So, here we go. Number one, I think this dick is huge, big, normal, small, or tiny. Looks pretty normal to me. It looks like your standard dick. Honestly, it looks like a lot of fun because, it's easily suckable. It's cut, which I don't have really preference on that anyway. And depending on if he knows how to use it, it'd be a lot of fun. But yeah, I'd say it's pretty normal. Moving on. Number two, this dick would rock my world, make me hurt, be just right, be just okay, not be enough. That could go either way. Because, honestly, it looks pretty big. And starts off pretty damn thick. So, it could rock my world, or it could make me hurt. And then again, there's, where are we putting it? So, yeah, I'm just gonna go with make me hurt. Nice and veiny. Another cut one. But I think it could go either way. It's more about, I'm hoping he knows what he's doing with it anyway. Not just whipping it out and scaring people. Okay. Number three. In terms of length, how long do you think this dick is? Man, I'm really bad at length. I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you that now. There's not a lot of these on there. Let's see. It's not super long. I did not put that at 12 inches. Very long, about 10 inches. Long, about 8 inches. Above average, 7 to 7.5 inches. Average, about 6 and 6.5 inches. Or below average. It is not below average. It is not average. I don't know. I would say it's long. I'd say, it's either between 7 or 8. Really? Maybe 9? I don't know. I'm gonna go with 8. I'm so bad at this. Never ask me how long your penis looks, because I couldn't tell you. I'll go with 8. I'm really bad at that. He's definitely a grower, not a shower. As you can see the extension on that. Nice head. Yeah. And very smooth. So, obviously this is probably from porn. I don't know too many guys that get that smooth. Or stay that smooth. But okay. Number four. In terms of girth, how thick do you think this dick is? Really thick, at least 6 inches around, somewhat thick, about 5.5 to 5.75 inches around, average, not thick enough. Well, it's definitely not average, and it's plenty thick. It's really hard to judge, because she doesn't have her hand all the way around. And of course, it starts off a little bit smaller, thickens up, and then gets smaller again. It's uncut, which is kind of nice. I'm gonna say somewhat thick. It looks really thick, but it's so hard to judge because she's barely touching it. We'll see how thick it is. Anyway, okay. I've seen this picture before. This is on the last one. Number 5. This guy's dick is normal sized, undersized, very undersized, the smallest dick I've ever seen. Not the smallest I've ever seen. Just from lovely guys sending dick pics all the damn time. I'm sorry, some of y'all just shouldn't. especially if it's unsolicited. If I want to see your dick and I ask for it, send it to me, please. But if not, guys, come on. Yeah, it's not normal either. Sorry. I would say it is very undersized. Yeah. Not sure what else to say about that one. Okay, moving on. Number 6. When referring to the penis in a sexual way, I prefer to use the word cock, dick, penis, or other. It depends, really. I do write some, and so usually when I'm writing, I refer to it as cock. If I am talking dirty just in the bedroom, then I usually call it a dick. And if I'm just joking, I call it a penis. So really, all of them. but I'm gonna assume that this means when I am talking, so I'm gonna say dick. Yeah. But really, I mean, it could be between dick and cock. Either one. So, also, that chick's pretty hot in that picture. So, anyways, not what this one's about. Jesus. Number 7. In terms of veins and vascularity, this dick is super veiny, and I love that. Veiny, and I kind of like it. I don't care about veins much. Whatever is fine. And too veiny, I don't like it. That is the most number of veins that I have ever seen. And Jesus at the size. First of all, if I saw that, I would probably be walking away anyway. Yeah. Which, I don't know why someone with that would look at me and be like, she's small, I'm gonna break her. but okay. Veins. I don't really care about veins, really. I like seeing, you know, a couple at least, like, really strong veins, especially when they get, like, really hard and start throbbing. It's a turn on to know that you did that, but I can't say that I'm overly attracted to that many veins, because that is a lot. But I guess you wouldn't have to worry about condoms and being ribbed, because he is naturally ribbed. But I'm gonna say I don't really care about veins too much. Whatever is fine, because honestly, if I liked the guy and I wanted to have sex with him, even if he unleashed that monster, I would, you know, give it a go. I mean, really, I wouldn't say, no, it's too veiny, I don't like it. I mean, I've never had one that veiny, so could be a new experience. So, yeah, I don't care about veins much. I mean, whatever. I would prefer one or two, but again, not necessity. okay. In terms of smoothness and lack of veins, this dick is super smooth with no veins, and I love that. Smooth, I kind of like it. I don't care about smoothness, whatever's fine. Not enough veins, don't really prefer it. Well, again, I mean, I like a couple, but I don't care that it doesn't have enough. I like smoothness, I'm not gonna lie. But being super smooth isn't going to turn me on more than not being smooth. So I'll say smooth I kind of like it. Because even though girth-wise, you know, he's not, like, the thickest. Yeah. Gotta have fun with that one. Lots of fun. Lots of different ways. Okay. Moving on. Number 9. I think this dick is big, slightly bigger than average, average, less than average. Well, it depends, really, because it's not too big at all. I mean, I think it fits this guy. Although, I'm just gonna say, Speedo's not really my thing. Just, you know. So, he does have the few veins that I like going on, and he's pretty smooth. See, that's what I mean. I mean, the head's not, like, super defined like I would prefer, but as far as the actual dick, like, yeah, he's pretty thick. He's, you know, got the length that's good. I'd say he's slightly bigger than average. He's not big, but I don't know. I think it's really hard to tell because he doesn't have his hand wrapped around it. But I'd say he's between average and a little bit bigger than average. But yeah. Yeah. Could also have fun with that one. okay. Moving on. Number 10. In terms of curve, I like straight, no curve, either to the left or the right, dramatic upward curve, slight upward curve, dramatic downward curve, slight downward curve. Yeah. There's, again, I don't really have a preference. I've never had a downward curve. So I can't really judge on that one as far as, like, experience or anything. I would say probably, I don't know. I like the straight just for access purposes, just because different positions and all. But, I mean, I don't think I'm really going to say, oh, it's dramatically upward curved. I don't like that. You know, I mean, I don't have preference on these things. So, I'm going to say straight, no curve, but I've seen some curves that, yeah, I really like. Yeah. So, anyways. Actually, I'm just going to change it. I'm going to say slight upward curve. Yeah. Okay. That's kind of in between. So, anyways. In terms of color, I like pink, dark, or black. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't have a preference on color, at all. In guys, in dicks, girls, anything, really. Yeah. Judging by the pictures, I'd probably say the tan one, just because it's not cut, it's lengthwise it looks good, but obviously the black one looks a little thick for me. But yeah, I don't have a preference on color. It's not about color. So, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not. Although, I mean, really, they don't have any, like, Asian ones on here. Really, it's just pink, tan, or dark. But, yeah. No preference, guys. Doesn't matter what color you are. Okay, number 12. I think this dick is above average, average, or small. Just from looks, it looks a little small, smaller than average. Looks like it's got a pretty nice size head on it. A few little veins. Obviously a real guy because there's hair being seen. But yeah, I'd say, I mean, it could still be average, really. I'd say it's a little smaller than average. One of those that's really easy to suck, though. I mean, really. If you have average to a little smaller, you should just be getting blowjobs left and right. Because they're so much easier than trying to gag yourself. Not that that's not fun either, but just saying. A lot easier. Okay. Number 13. Appearance and aesthetic-wise, I think this guy's cock is gorgeous. It's how I like cock to look. Perfect. Very pretty, but not perfect. I think I like it. Average looking, nothing special. Unique and odd looking, I don't think I really like it. Ugly, I hate it. This one's definitely a grower. Jesus. You're like doubled in size there. And the head is huge. I think it is unique looking. I mean, it's not like your run-of-the-mill dick. I don't know that I would call a dick pretty. It's not like my ideal or anything, so I wouldn't say it's perfect. But I guess I'm gonna go with very pretty, but not perfect. I think I like it. I think just with the head alone, that would hit the right spot easily and repeatedly. But yeah. Good luck getting your mouth around that one. Okay. 14. My favorite part of the penis is the veins. Size, curve, head, shaft, or other. And this one's pretty easy for me to answer because my favorite part is the head. Specifically the tip. It's the most sensitive and you can have the most fun as far as obviously blowjobs because I haven't talked about them enough. but yeah. The best tasting part. Yeah. No, it's really fun. Cut or uncut, really. If they're cut, then you can get all the way around the head and sometimes up under. If they're uncut, then it's super sensitive. And, yeah. Any kind of sucking and running your tongue around and in the slit gets a very good reaction. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not super picky about veins. I don't think I'm really picky about size. Definitely not picky about curve. The shaft is, you know, kind of important, but, yeah. The head gets me. And the very next question is, in terms of head shape, I like. Yeah, okay. So I already know the answer to this one, but yeah. Okay. In terms of head shape, I like mushroom shaped, big and defined with deep ridge. Helmet shape, somewhat bigger than the shaft with a ridge. Round cap, rounded with no particular shape or ridge. Sloped and shaped like a bell. Bullet shaped, same width as shaft, tapers toward the top. And arrowhead smaller than the shaft and pointed. Yeah. So, for me, it's pretty much always between the mushroom shape and helmet shape. Again, it goes to blowjobs. and having fun with those. I don't know. Between the two, really. Because the mushroom looks... In the picture, it looks a lot bigger than the helmet. So I'm going to say helmet, honestly, just from these pictures. But usually, yeah, it's between mushroom-shaped and helmet-shaped. I like it bigger than the shaft and with the ridge that goes around. Again, for blowjobs, being able to run your tongue around. Yeah, and a good curve is always good. Especially when your lips are coming off of it. You can look up, and you can see, like, yeah. It's just, as a whole, it's more fun for everybody. But yeah, I would honestly, I mean, wouldn't say I'd turn down any of them, but just talking about my ideals right now, so. Okay. The head of this guy's dick is perfect. I love a big mushroom head. Huge, I kind of like it. Indifferent, the size, shape doesn't matter. Too big, I don't really like it. Yeah, again, that's a pretty big mushroom head. I wouldn't say it's too big, just because, I mean, the picture earlier with the guy with the mushroom head, that was a big one. And I think in comparison to the shaft, I mean, it's a good mushroom head. So I will say that's a perfect big mushroom head. Yeah. I could see sucking that. Yeah. looks like in the background on the wall it said just suck it. Okay, if you insist. Okay, number 17. In terms of shaft mobility, I like a bit of movement, but not much. A lot of skin movement, gliding effect, no movement at all, tight and taut. It doesn't really matter to me, honestly. If it's really tight, I mean, and I feel like they feel it. If there's a lot of skin movement, I feel like you can't feel it as much. Like, the guy can't. I mean, sure, it's good for, hand jobs and all. So, like, I guess if you're out in public and everything, you just want to put your hand down his pants, that's good. But, I mean, who's really going to care if there's gliding effect if you're getting a hand job in public? Like, you're in the movies and getting a hand job. Nobody's going to care how much skin around. So, I will say, I don't really care. I will say a little bit of movement, but not too much. But it really doesn't matter. It's between a little bit and no movement at all. If it's tight, then let's go. yeah. Okay. 18. Do you prefer circumcised or uncircumcised? I really don't have a preference, guys. I mean, I realize that's what these questions are about, but I don't have a preference. I feel like circumcised is so standard, especially here in the States. But with uncircumcised, it's more sensitive, like a lot more sensitive. But again, both have pros and cons. If you're circumcised and you have, especially in that picture, a good head like that, you know, it's easier to run your tongue all the way around. And when you're uncircumcised, I mean, you can't get up under it as well, but again, there's a lot more sensitive, the nerve endings. So, I will go based on what I have more experience with, and that would be uncircumcised, honestly. So, but yeah, I'd take either one. Either one. Okay. 19. Judging the appearance and overall size, I think that this cock is the most perfect dick I've ever seen. I wouldn't change a thing. Really nice, but not sure if I would consider it perfect. Decent, I guess I'm indifferent. Not my idea of a perfect looking dick. Don't like it at all. I'd say it is really nice. I don't think I would call it perfect. I mean, it's, I guess, similar to what I would, it's pretty close to what I would consider perfect. But, yeah, I'd say it's really nice. I mean, if I saw it, I'd be like, yeah, okay, let's go. But it's not the most perfect thing I've ever seen. I can say that without a doubt. Not the most perfect thing I've ever seen. So, yeah, it's really nice. Okay. 20. Judging by the set, appearance and overall size, I think that this cock is. And same answers. It looks a little smaller. Kind of hard to see the head clearly. That one says, not my idea of perfect looking dick. Other one is better. I mean, I wouldn't say that the other one is necessarily better, because honestly, I could have fun with both of these. I say it's decent though. It's harder to tell, and it's a blurry picture, so that doesn't help any. But yeah, I'd say it looks really fun. And yes, you can look at a picture and see if it's fun or not. Okay, last one, number 21. When it comes to size and performance, I believe size matters. I like big than average dicks. Size matters somewhat. Be at least average. Size doesn't matter truly and only about how you use it. Size doesn't matter much, but it is a bit about performance, size, shape to a degree. Honestly, I would say size doesn't matter much. I mean, it does kind of matter, but it is mostly about performance. It's really about how you use it. And size and shape to a degree, mostly because you want to be attracted to it. One and want it, but also, I mean, you can tell how much you can take and how much you can't. So if it's too big, that's a problem for me. I am a small person. Too big is scary. Average is great, but smaller, if you know how to work it and work it right. And better if you are also good at oral, then it's still not going to matter as much. So, I will say size doesn't matter much, but it is a bit about performance and size and shape to a degree. And I am finished. I am female, and I'm not telling you guys my birthday. Okay, and, wow, okay, it says, you finished, looks like you are a naughty phallic nympho, 42% naughty and 30% sweet, yeah, okay, you scored 42% on naughty, higher than 63% of your peers, and 30% on sweet, higher than 35 of your peers. Okay, well, I guess I can agree to that. Naughty phallic nympho. Well, there's a nickname. So yeah. That was the end of the penis preference test by Auditory Orgasm. And I'll have the link up so that you can follow along or take it yourself and see how we compare. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I will see you guys later. Bye.